This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Government makes its strategy of effective management public to prevent and control the coronavirus infection. Supreme Court issues interim order in the name of private hospitals to resume health services at the time of crisis. Government formally cancels Visit Nepal year 2020 following coronavirus pandemic, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 38,000. Spain records highest jump in coronavirus deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Now the news in detail. The government has made its strategy of effective management public today regarding the prevention and control of coronavirus. The government strategy includes enforcement of compulsory home quarantine, extension of test scope by keeping the hospitals in ready position. In a regular media briefing of the Ministry of Health and Population, spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Bikash Devkota, informed that the government was coordinating with local levels and security agencies for the effective implementation of compulsory home quarantine. Spokesperson Devkota urged public to be responsible and abide by the government rules to prevent and control the coronavirus infection. Likewise, the government will implement its strategy of extending scope of test by ascertaining the identity of foreign returnees. Dr. Devkota further informed that the testing would be stressed on foreign returnees as well as the positive cases so far have been found in them. He also informed that the focus was placed on keeping the hospitals in ready position by managing necessary equipments and human resources. At a time when the media have reported the denial of private hospitals to serve the patients suffering from COVID-19-like symptoms across the country, the Supreme Court has issued an interim order that private hospitals need to arrange facility to treat the COVID-19 patients. In a single bench of Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma issued the order stating that private hospitals have equal responsibility to ensure health facilities to people at a time of pandemic. Issuing the order, he stressed that the private health facility cannot deprive people of health service in any pretext. Advocate Pushpa Raj Podel had filed a writ petition on behalf of Supreme Court Bar Association naming the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers as the defendants. The order reads facilities needed to treat the coronavirus patients should be managed at the private hospitals, including the arrangement of bed, ICU, ventilator support, adding that those providing services as doctors, nurse, ambulance drivers, cleaners and assistants should also be provided adequate safety accessories. The government has formally cancelled the Visit Nepal year 2020 following the coronavirus pandemic. Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Kedar Bahadur Adhikari, informed that the cabinet meeting held on 22nd March had made a decision to cancel the visit year. He said the discussion would take place in the budget of the upcoming fiscal year regarding the operation of further campaigns. The government had set the target of bringing in 2 million foreign tourists in the Visit Nepal Year 2020 campaign. President Vidyadevi Bhandari had formally inaugurated the campaign on January 1st, 2020, amidst a grand ceremony. The Ministry of Health and Population has designated the Patan Academy of Health Sciences, Lalitpur, to work as the center to provide technical consultation on the coronavirus. The Patan Academy of Health Science was tasked to hold technical consultation with the Chinese experts to solve the problem to prevent COVID-19. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikash Devkota informed that for this purpose, China will also assign its One Health Institute for the same. Dr. Devkota also informed that it was decided to use modern information technology to solve the health problems with the consultation and cooperation from China. A discussion was held with Chinese ambassador to Nepal earlier. In a regular press meeting today, Dr. Devkota further informed that sample tests of 1,060 persons were conducted for COVID-19 so far in Nepal. Similarly, a total of 77 persons were kept in isolation, including at Shukrawat's Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital, Tegu, Kathmandu. The Ministry of Health and Population is making preparations for housing the health workers involved in the treatment of COVID-19 patients in well-equipped hotels. Dr. Kim Kagi, the health expert of Health Minister Bhanubhakta Dakal, shared that the in case of the COVID-19 taking epidemic proportion in the country, health personnel, including doctors involved in the treatment, would be housed in hotels near the hospitals or in other hospitals nearby. The ministry has ensured the medical workers that they will be provided good accommodation and food facilities during this stay. Dr. Kaki clarified that this step will be taken to avoid the possible infection to family members of the doctors. As a moral booster, the government has already announced free insurance and other allowances and incentives for the health workers who are in the front line in the nation's fight against the deadly coronavirus. Fear of coronavirus has spread in Nepal as well. Government has enforced lockdown to prevent the possible risk of coronavirus outbreak. Government yesterday distributed medical equipments to all seven provinces to test and prevent the coronavirus. Meantime, hospitals and medical workers have reportedly shown reluctance to checkups and admission patients, reasoning lack of personal protective equipments following coronavirus fear. In this context, to talk about the present condition of medical sector and Nepal Medical Council's role, we have with us spokesperson of Nepal Medical Council, Krishna Adhikari, in a live telephone. Mr. Adhikari, welcome to Radio Nepal's English News.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Adhikari, how the Nepal Medical Council is playing its role of monitoring the hospitals at this time of crisis, as the medical institutions are complaining shortage of PPE and other medical equipments?
Thank you very much. It is the Nepal Medical Council who initiated the control of social gathering by withholding its license exam at first. Followed by, we have published our directives on ethical issues and use of PPE. At the same time, Nepal Medical Council is working on the standard of PPE to be used at different levels, including fever clinic, general OPD, ICU, and indoors. Mm-hmm. So we did today is we had a meeting on ethical issues. So tomorrow we will publish another directive to all health workers and the patients how to use PPE, personal protective equipments. There are lots of anxieties roaming around that health workers, doctors, and nurses are worried and anxious about whether these materials are available or not, and if available, how to use it. In this context, Nepal government recently has received a list of these PPEs and has been distributed in the periphery, including some equipments using ICU and test for coronavirus. So we are closely watching this. Second, we are receiving some complaints on care of emergency patients, and we are also urging our health workers how to behave and how to conduct wisely. That's our stand now.
Mr. Adhikari, Nepal has distributed the medical equipments brought from China to all seven provinces, including PPE. Are the medical equipments sufficient to test and prevent the coronavirus?
We believe these goods are approved by Chinese authorities, and we hope they keep their standard as stated, but we have no opportunity to check it personally, and we do not have enough strength to check it in our laboratory. But what we are doing is that we are exploring which laboratory can test these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now much concerned about locally produced PPEs. And we are working on it, and we had a continuous meeting for 3 days on these issues, and probably by tomorrow we will come to a conclusion with a final document by tomorrow.
So Nepal Medical Council is holding a final meeting or discussion on, regarding this issue, yeah?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mr. Adhikari, we do have some other questions as well. Do we have enough medical manpower to fight against the pandemic? If needed, can we bring other Nepali medical professionals in working abroad for this situation?
We don't think so. Because the
if the situation gets worse, you know, because some international situation we have seen medical workers working abroad have been brought and they have been working in the medical institutions on their own country. So I was just wanting to relate that issue.
If we talk about the number of health workers and the quality of health workers, I think Nepal suffers that. And now the hospital has got less workload, for example, like the Bir Hospital, Teaching Hospital, or other hub hospitals. They have less number of patients mm-hmm. admitted over there. That is one. And we have enough number of consultants to tackle the situation at present. So at present, I think we do not need any extra help from outside.
Okay, Mr. Adhikari. At least I would like to connect one aspect here. Supreme Court today ordered the medical institutions to resume their services immediately, especially to private sector, reminding them that they cannot escape their duties since the Constitution has guaranteed right to health to people. What is your view regarding this aspect?
The emergency services should not be stopped. It should be regular as usual. And as we understand, it is going on. Few cases are reported that some cases are not well received as they are expected. And we are also having an inspection to the institutions what the situation is going on. So tomorrow we have an inter-council meeting comprising all professional councils that we arrange an inspection to each and every major hospitals, at least in Kathmandu, followed by the hospital outside Kathmandu.
Thank you, Mr. Adhikari, for being with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
He was the spokesperson of Nepal Medical Council on the current situation of medical sector of Nepal following coronavirus fear. Now the regular news update. A total of 298 Nepalese on their way from India had been stranded in no man's land after the lockdown order issued by the government. The Chief District Officer of Rupandey District, Madhav Pantha, said that the citizens have been barred to enter Nepal for the time being for lack of sufficient quarantines. He said the administration will let them enter Nepal only after making arrangements for quarantines and after their health checkups. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police, Man Bahadur Sahi, those stranded people, including 133 of Arghakhach District, 71 of Gulmi, 22 of Rupandehi, 10 of Kapilvastu, 8 of Baki and 2 of Dharin districts. Likewise, 15 individuals are from Palpa district and 4 of Pyuthan, 7 of Tanao, 4 of Baglung, 19 of Chitwan and 1 each from Nawalparasi and Sangza district are among those stranded in their no man's land. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बन्ने छैन कोही
छैन कोही
आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. Now on to some international dates. The global death toll from coronavirus has reached 38,743, with more than 801,400 confirmed cases so far. The number of people recovered is 170,325. Spain has reported 849 new deaths from the coronavirus, the highest overnight jump since the start of the pandemic. The total number of fatalities in Italy has climbed to Spain has climbed to 8,189. In the United States, further restrictions on movement are being considered to curb the spread of the coronavirus, with the country now reporting twice the number of cases as China, where the outbreak began last year. The U.S. has more than 164,500 confirmed cases, the highest number in the world. More than 3,000 people have now died in the U.S. Likewise, Iran's death toll from coronavirus has reached 2,898, with 141 deaths in the past 24 hours. The total number of infections had jumped to 44,606, and 3,703 of the infected people are said to be in a critical condition. The government has banned intercity travel and warned of a potential surge in coronavirus cases. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the western region and partly cloudy in the eastern and central regions. It will be mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Light rain or thunder and lightning are possible at a few places of the western region and at one or two places of the eastern and central heat regions. There is possibility of light snowfall at some places of the western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Fudisa, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government makes its strategy of effective management public to prevent and control the coronavirus infection. Supreme Court issues interim order in the name of private hospitals to resume health services at the time of crisis. Government formally cancels Visit Nepalia 2020 following coronavirus pandemic. And global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 38,000. Spain records highest jump in coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.